Hello, everyone, and welcome to Diverse Austin. This is your host, James Fritz. In this episode, I sit down with a percussion class at the Puerto Rican Cultural Center in Austin. The class was being led by father and son David and William Maynard. Here are the two telling me a little bit about the Cultural Center.
Basically, my wife started the Cultural Center when William was born. And she was a Puerto Rican that grew up in New York and was always surrounded by the culture there. But then when we moved to Austin, we had the baby, she realized, there was nothing for her to help her really pass along that culture to the new generation. So she started the Cultural Center, and since then, he's 13 now. So it's grown, and, pretty much usually once a year, at least she brings different people from the island who are experts in different areas of the culture, and they come in the spring. They usually teach some classes, whether it's a different rhythm or a different style of dance, and then
that's where the June show comes
from. It's kind of the culmination of that project for the year. So every year there's a different theme for that.
Basically, we bring them back and then have a big show with them, so that it's kind of like not only are we teaching them. It's that the people that know this stuff the best are actually coming and teaching us. Because there's a lot of different styles and the way different people play it. And it's just important that...
It's really interesting.
Yeah, so this cultural center is the only cultural center in the whole Southwest United States. But it's also the only one that, really has a strong essence and like a know-how in each of the styles. Whether it's bomba and seis or plena, and also taino.
So is there you guys have a pretty large member base of people that come to take the classes and whatnot, or does it just kind of fluctuate?
Just varies depending on, people's schedules and things like that.
And is it all primarily based on music, the courses?
Music and dance, and also we do have, part of the music and dance things, we'll have, breaks in between it, and we have a cultural lesson where we give them handouts and show them videos of things like people on the island, so they not only are they learning the dances and the games and the music, but they're also learning the history behind all of it.
The Saturday program is mostly for the kids except for the percussion class, and the kids are taking dance class right now where they're learning the traditional dances, which are bomba, seis, and plena. And then they also learn things like salsa, so they learn the more modern things. And then there's also what we call the coqui class, which is the class for preschoolers that we have anywhere from 2 to 4 year olds that come and take the class with their parents, just to expose them to the different rhythms and the games from the island and things like that.
Here is the class practicing a percussion session. Afterwards, they go on to tell me a little bit about the history behind Puerto Rican music.
Doing different rhythms?
There's this the drum here is called the primo, and then all the rest of them are just playing a steady beat.
Okay.
And then the primo is the one that
that sounds like the most crisp.
Yeah, right? It's the highest tune drum. Like if you listen to his, this is a lot lower than the
right.
So then it makes it a lot easier to hear the slides like this.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing this? You're really, really good at it.
I've been playing for about 9 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's cool.
That's really cool. And how long do these classes typically last?
The classes on Saturdays last about an hour.
Really?
We have a professional music rehearsal on Thursday nights.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a little percussion class at 6 o'clock then, which is more advanced stuff. And then also we have a big musical rehearsal, which is not only percussion, but strings, instruments like the cuatro and stuff.
Oh, yeah, what is that? I see there's some sticks there.
Yeah, those are called the guas. The sticks are actually the guas.
Okay.
The little barrel is actually just an invention, because traditionally you would use the guas and bang on the side of one of these drums.
Okay.
But that required getting down and, you know, tilting. To... You want to play that?
As we were talking, one of the class members, Maria Lee Gonzalez, described to me her interest in the relationship between Puerto Rican music and dance.
I'm new here, and I'm talking about the things I've been learning. For example, in Bomba, the primo has to follow the rhythm of the dancer. And I thought it was at the contrary. The dancer was on the rhythm of the tambor. Nope. The dancer do whatever it's feeling, and the primo has to follow, and every movement do like that with the shoulder.
So you kind of like watch and follow.
Exactly,
yeah.
And they have to have an eagle eye in order to see the movement. That's why they play different, because they're following the dancer, and the other ones do the basic. I've been amazed at the things that I've learned, because it's not just movement, crazy movements, whatever. No. There is a history behind and has a meaning on each movement. And
yeah.
I repeat, I'm new here, and I'm from Mexico, but I am amazed.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like the dance is telling a historical story.
Exactly.
Just like the movement.
It's like the ballet. You go to the ballet, to the Bolshoi, the Russian ballet, and it's a history there. It's the same with the Indian tribes. And I'm a psychologist, and it's what I'm amazed, because I can see the universality of the human being in every culture, in every tribe. Is the basics are there, and it's one of the things that I found here, that the cultural thing, the knowledge, the universality in the human.
And that's going to do it for today. Thanks everyone for listening, and on the next podcast we're going to be visiting the Viva la Vida Fest, a celebration of the Dia de los Muertos holiday. Take care everyone, and see you next time.